Hi, it's Esther here. This is the audio training for working with ER at the end of words, how to pronounce that. So I'm going to say the British Australian way first, and then I'm going to pronounce it with the American way second. And notice, so for the British American, the ER becomes replaced with the schwa vowel, the vowel. So water, water, the schwa sound. And in most cases, when you see an ER at the end of words for the British and Australian pronunciation, you replace the ER with a schwa, unless we're doing a linking R, which I'll show you some examples later of, but then it has to be a British or Australian R. And when you do it with an American accent, the ER, you do say the and you have to put the American in, not your original R sound, but the American one in. So the first word is water. So as I said, British Australian first, then American pronunciation after that. Water, water. Okay, you can hear the schwa vowel, the vowel after the T. I need some water, please. I need some water, please. Now for the American pronunciation, water. And notice the T becomes a D and you need the American vowel. Water, water. I'm going to say the sentence. All the words will be with my original accent except the word that finishes it in ER, or if it has to link to another word. I need some water, please. I need some water, please. Yeah? Okay, the next one. Matter. Australian British pronunciation. Matter. His partner came. Sorry, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Okay, and with the American pronunciation, matter, matter. You can hear the the American It is to matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Partner. So the British Australian first, partner. His partner, so partner, you can hear the schwa. His partner came to meet them. His partner came to meet them. And notice I don't say them because them is not an important main meaning word in this sentence, so the E becomes the schwa. So when you're copying me, also notice which are the de-stressed words in the sentence where the vowel becomes His partner came to meet them, not to meet them. Yeah. Okay, with the American accent, partner, partner. His partner came to meet them. His partner came to meet them. And the next word, defender. Defender. The public defender asked lots of questions. Now, in this one, I do have a linking R. So the defender and the next word begins with a vowel, A, asked. So the connects with the A, it links. So it's a linking R. Defender asked. So I do have to say the R in that case, even if I'm using a British or Australian accent, but it has to be the Australian R or the British R. Yeah? The public defender asked lots of questions. Defender asked. Yeah? Okay, the American accent. Defender. Defender. The public defender asked. Sorry, wrong accent. The public defender asked, Lots of questions. So it's still a linking R, but it's an American one. Next word is meager. Meager, which means small amount, not much. She counted her meager savings. She counted her meager savings. And with an American accent, meager, meager. She counted her meager savings. So you do have to put the er in. Hammer. Hammer. Put the hammer on the bench. There's another linking R there. So if you're doing the British Australian accent or Australian accent, you need to put the Australian and British R in. Hammer on. Hammer on. Hammer on. Yeah, Ron. It's as if you're saying the name Ron. Put the hammer on the bench. And that gives you that flowing element to your speech. And the American accent, hammer, hammer. Put the hammer on the bench. Put the hammer on the bench. Okay, and of course your vowels, they have to be the American vowels. Hammer on, not on, on, yeah. And the linking R is there too. Next word is mixer. Mixer. He put the mixer stick into the paint pot. He put the mixer stick into the paint pot. Into the. It all runs together to make it smooth. And with the American accent, mixer, mixer. He put the mixer stick into the paint pot. You still have to have the American R there. Excuse me, in the next one, sticker. Sticker. Take the sticker off the window, please. So, sticker off. British Australian R. You link the R to the O because the R is the last consonant in the first word and the next word begins with a vowel, so you have to link it. Take the sticker off the window, please. Take the sticker off the window. Sticker off, rough. And with an American accent, sticker, sticker. Take the sticker off. Sticker off the window, please. Next one is tiger. The tiger roamed menacingly around the village. The tiger roamed menacingly around the village. And with the American accent, tiger, tiger. The tiger roamed. Now here you have an elision. So the word tiger with an American accent ends in a r, and the next word begins with an r. So you drop one of the r's. Tiger roamed. Tiger roamed. Yeah? Rather than tiger roamed. You don't need a space in the middle. You drop one because it's an elision. So you link them together. The tiger roamed menacingly around the village. Okay. Next word, stopper. Give me the glass stopper. Give me the glass stopper. And with the American accent, stopper, stopper. Give me the glass stopper. And the next one, loser. I don't want to be the loser this time. Wanna be. Not want to be, wanna be, wanna be. Wanna, want to, devolves into wanna and then be. That makes your speech sound more like a native. I don't wanna be the loser this time. And with the American accent, loser, loser. I don't wanna be the loser this time. I don't wanna be the loser. You hear the er this time.